From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 27th. The sports rundown, 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Tennis, Mensik and Muchova save match points on way to US Open mixed doubles title. Muchova and Mensik hit a 131 mph ace on a third championship point to seal a 6-3-1-6-10-6 win in the final against Belinda Bencic and Flavio Cabali. That victory came after they saved match points in their semi-final against Andriy Rublev and Mara Andreeva. It is a first Grand Slam title for both players, and comes just over 6 weeks after Muchova was beaten by compatriot Linda Nisková in the Wimbledon final. Next, second, from BBC Sport Football, is Saka getting back to his best at Arsenal? Bukayo Saka's performance in Arsenal's impressive opening day win has already convinced some fans the Gunners are going to defend their Premier League crown. The 24-year-old's game time for the North London outfit was managed at the end of last season, as well as with England at the World Cup, because of an Achilles injury he picked up in March. Mayor vs. Cameron winner cements status in top 5 women's boxers of all time, says Naxa by Darien. Naxa by Darien believes the winner of Michaela Mayer vs. Gentel Cameron will cement their place among the top 5 female fighters in boxing history, but tips Caroline Dubois to lead women's boxing eye. NTO a new era. Watch MBPW06 live on Sky Sports. The winner of Michaela Mayer and Gentel Cameron's world title unification fight will cement their position as one of the top 5 female fighters in boxing history, according to Naxa by Darien. Saka missed the March international break in 7 games for the Gunners, but returned to help them lift the Premier League title for the first time in 22 years. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. All-time great status awaits Mayer vs. Cameron winner. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport, AFL sanctions Cats for failing to lodge variation to players' contract findings clear a path for waivers to be implemented in future. The AFL has punished Geelong for their high-profile mistakes in managing head injury risks with a vulnerable player, but has not found anything wrong with clubs seeking to mitigate their legal exposure by negotiating with players, even those with a history of concussion symptoms. Geelong fined $140,000 over secret Jake Calajasinic concussion waiver. Next, fifth, from Sky Sports. Czech duo Muchova and Mensik win US Open Mixed Doubles Championship. Up next, sixth, from Awful Announcing. Mike Breen fanboys over Keith Hernandez during Mets broadcast. Mike Breen's dream New York summer isn't over yet. Breen was on the call when his beloved New York Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs in the 2026 NBA Finals, winning their first championship in 53 years. He also emceed the Knicks championship ceremony. Breen continued healing his inner child when he crashed SNY's broadcast of the New York Mets loss to the Milwaukee Brewers at Citi Field on Wednesday night. "I can't believe I'm sitting here," Breen said while sandwiched by Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez in the Mets broadcast booth. And then, seventh, from Awful Announcing. Cameron Brink calls Ian's Cantor Freedom stupid piece of SH*T, condemns clickbait. On Monday night, Los Angeles Sparks forward Cameron Brink swatted 5 blocks in a loss to the Atlanta Dream. Her most impressive block of the night came before the game even started. Brink, the 2024 No. 2 overall pick, spoke exclusively with Jared Castillo of Mirror US about the disingenuous media cloud hovering over the WNBA. It mushroomed to unconscionable levels after Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham expressed that transgender athletes shouldn't be allowed to participate in women's sports in this ESPN profile published July 21. "I mean, that's like such a big question," Brink said. Next, eighth, from PFT All. New safety rule system would have resulted in 1 suspension in 2024 and 1 in 2025. The NFL and NFL Players Association have agreed to a new system aimed at enhancing players' safety. It calls for a suspension if a player violates a given rule 3 times in the same year. The 5 applicable rules are hip drop tackles, horse collar tackles, launching, hits on defenseless players, and blindside blocks. The suspension applies only if a player commits 3 violations of the same rule. For example, 3 hip drop tackles will trigger a suspension. 2 hip drop tackles and 1 horse collar tackle won't. Up next, ninth, from Awful Announcing. Good Good Golf co-founder responds to backlash over controversial ad. Last week, Good Good Golf released an ad spot for its co-branded Callaway driver. In it, Good Good co-founder Garrett Clark tackles a woman who dared reach for his driver, stands over her, and says, "Do not touch my new driver." After swift and intense backlash, the ad was deleted, but not before several people preserved it on the internet. "We posted a video to our channels that ultimately depicted actions that are not aligned with our values as a brand." Good Good Golf, a YouTube phenomenon turned brand, said in an official statement posted Saturday. And then, 10th, from Awful Announcing. Wrestling outlet retracts ESPN WWE report, parts ways with writer. Wrestling news outlet SE Scoops has retracted its story reporting that ESPN would not be renewing its contract with WWE when the current agreement between the two companies expires in 2030. Before a story like this runs, the subject deserves a direct chance to respond, and that step wasn't taken to the appropriate standard, SE Scoops said in a statement posted to social media. Since publication, it's come to light that this effort fell way short. We ran it, and the buck stops with us. SE Scoops added that it had parted ways with BJ Bethel, who wrote the report. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved to a video, the lead is free at tofodihat.com.